Because if I do this one stop.
See what happens when you get around that?
Set.
Good luck, Sean, for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was all about Zach Allen and his start today. Gives us seventh scoreless. Was looking like he could potentially throw a no-hitter. and I was probably the most satisfied person when he did give up that hit. It's a very stressful time for me when you're talking about potential pitch counts, and he had good stuff. And it, you know, obviously showed up through those seven innings, seven strikeouts, two hits, and he set a tone for us. You know, Carson getting up to the plate in the first inning and driving a double off the base of the left field wall really set an offensive tone for us. So we got to keep grinding. We got to keep going. We played a good game, but it's one game, and we got to enjoy it. We got to understand what we did right and continue to keep pressing on. And tomorrow will be a brand new day where I expect us to do it all over again. Cattell, big three-run home run that broke this game open. It was slugged with many men in scoring position. He had a terrific day. Carson had a terrific day. Varsho with a long home run had a great day. Perdomo with a couple hits. Everybody was just chipping in. It was a good offensive day for us.
How nice is it to get some of the, you know, because Dalton had been struggling a little bit before mm-hmm. the break, to get off to a good start and just get the good vibes going early?
Yeah, I think those are things that we talk about are making statements. And I think the tone was set offensively by what Carson did, and specifically speaking with Dalton, I know he has been grinding. And, you know, this is a game where you got to continue to grow and learn. Dalton has done some great things for us, but he, you know, we'll expect that he's going to have some down days, and we want him to keep growing and grinding through those down days to know that on the other side, if he does things right and continues to work, that he's going to come out of it. So we know that he's done it before, but to say that we're going to be patient is part of this equation, but we like to see the progress, and today was a good day for him.
What's the particular about Allen?
The mixture of pitches, getting ahead, the velocity jumped up a little bit today. I thought he did a good job of establishing his fastball, and then there was just a complete mixture of pitches.
Is there any psychological hurdle or benefit to kind of getting through that last inning for them? It seems like he's had some trouble there late in the outings in the last month or so.
I don't know that answer specifically. I mean, he was doing a great job, and he got through seven, and I know he allowed a base runner, I think, in the seventh, and it looked like we were going to have to make a potential move, a certain pitch count, but we didn't have to. So I think he did a good job of finishing it. I think what you might be referencing are those crooked numbers in, like, the fifth or the sixth inning. I'm not sure what's happening in those situations. Maybe, you know, things compound themselves, and he gets a little bit frustrated and makes a few mistakes, and then there's a crooked number, and that drives up the pitch count and ends up being his last inning. But I think in a few of those cases, to me, when he was going out there for that fifth or sixth where we ended up taking him out, it wasn't going to be his last inning. It just happened that he just ran up that pitch count. So I liked how he finished it off today. I think there was a couple misfires, locked it back in, and did his job, and I think he can do that for us.
He had eight swing and miss like through the first six innings, but then five in just the left inning alone.
Yeah.
Did you feel like he was really reaching deep into the gas tank to pull that out?
I felt so. You know, pitchers will show you some signs when they're getting close to the end of the finish line, and close to their finish line. when they emptied the tank, and I felt like he was starting to really empty his tank in that last inning. And they're very well that pitch count up there. I see those guys glance back there and look at it every so often, and I think he's very well of it being a last batter or two. And I don't think he wanted to, back to what Nick was saying, I don't think he wanted to have somebody come in and finish his inning. I think he wanted to get it done. So stood out to me.
I saw you guys talk a little bit in the dugout right after. Was he pushing all to go back out, or was he knew it was done?
No, he knew it was done. I feel like after, in those moments, those are the most productive conversations I've had with Zach. I don't want to waste an opportunity to get to know him and continue talking to him and just asking some questions, and him doing the same. I've done that with he and Merrill. I think they do a really nice job of getting into some really good depth answers at that moment, and also the next day. So I didn't want to miss that opportunity. We were talking about things totally different than going back out there.
What are your thoughts on Carson and how he's turned things around from
the rough? Yeah, he's had a fantastic month, and those are the things that he's capable of doing. But it's come with a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice, and we want that to continue. You know, he's short to the baseball. He's using the entire diamond. It was a key base hit to right field with two outs. It drove in a run. It was a line drive off the base of the left field wall. That's what he's capable of doing when he's balanced and just staying with himself and not trying to do too much. And he's a very, very credible hitter when he's engaged and doing things right. We want that to continue. Thanks, guys.